ready.
Swamiji, I wanted to continue from the last talk about knowledge concerning Ishvara and the knowledge of Ishvara. Because sometimes students feel that the Ishvara is just a belief, or that the knowledge of Ishvara is not really necessary for having Jnana Nishtha or for understanding this knowledge. And so I'd like Swamiji to continue talking about the knowledge of Ishvara, what type of knowledge that is, how that knowledge takes place, and for somebody who has knowledge, what is the recognition of Ishvara just in terms of your daily experience. So just more elaboration.
This is an old topic. This is not a new topic.
No. But it comes from the time.
They're all people in the tradition itself who propounded a particular thesis that you need not bring in Ishvara. That the world is only mithya. You understand satyam and mithya. So the satyam is satyam jnanam anantam brahma, and which is yourself, which is self-evident. And everything else is mithya. So if you understand that this is traditional, I'm talking, this is very traditional. Everything else is mithya. Now, whether this knowledge is complete, a question you ask. There are people who think it's complete. There are some people who think, even Ashkan Siddhikara seems to think like that. He doesn't bring in Ishvara at all in his discussion in Ashkan Siddhi. It's very astounding. He talks about Mahavakya, but he doesn't talk about Ishvara. He talks of discussions Mahavakya. Only he talks about Pratyekatma. So this is a very serious issue. Because this everything else is mithya. Either you have to say there is nothing else, and you have to prove there is nothing else, or you have to prove everything else. They don't say nothing else, because if there is nothing else, then you don't need to say nothing else. And so this fellow who is saying is that, different from the other person. So he can't say nothing else. There is a pramana, there is a pramata, and there is somebody who is teaching the pramana, and therefore nothing else he cannot say. But he says everything else is Brahman. Everything else is mithya. Brahman and everything else is mithya. But this everything else, from where did they come? This everything else is not just everything else, it's all meaningful everything else. Whether it is your eyes or your ears or your brain, includes everything else, includes all of you. All the forces, all the means and ends. And you cannot avoid having done an action, its reaction, like clapping. So that means that everything else is not ordinary everything else. It all goes by laws, nietis, orders. And who is this everything else? And who brought this everything else into being? If you say Brahman brought everything into being, then who is that Brahman? What is that Brahman? You said Brahman is limitless consciousness. And how it can bring about a jagat, variegated jagat, what does it have? Therefore, you have to present Brahman as Sarvajna, Sarvashakti. So if you bring in Sarvajnam, Sarvashakti, Ishvara has walked in. And the equation is between Jiva and Ishvara. Wave and ocean, equated, but not wave is water. That is not an equation. Wave is mithya, water is sati. But this wave, enlightened wave, has to all the time dive into itself to become water. So it will have problems of mithya. Then how it is going to account for the vastness of the ocean? So it has got to have an equation which is, you are ocean. Wave is given the equation of you are ocean. Tattvamasi. So if you say you are, the cause of the wave is ocean, and the cause of the wave is ocean, sustained by ocean, goes back to ocean, yato vayumani bhutani jayante tad brahma, that is Ishvara. Yato vayumani is Ishvara. There is no other Brahman except Ishvara. That is the only way to introduce Ishvara. Then what is that karanam Brahma? Then if you analyze the nature of karya and karana, and the karya becomes mithya, karanam satyam. Therefore, if satyam is like this, this karya is so complicated karya, complex karya. So how that Brahman brings about this karya, how does it become karanam? You have to bring in maya, upadhi. And therefore, sarvajnam brahma jagat karanam. Karyam karanena, so ananyat. So ananyatvat mithya bhavati. Similarly, in the karya, your body, mind, sense complex also is karya. And the karyam is ananyat from the karanam. Ananyat from the karanam. And therefore the veshti karyam, samashti karyam, both of them have the same adhishtana karanam. Therefore you can say, I am Brahman. That is the equation. But then, the equation is between karana and karya. You are Ishvara. So you are Ishvara, wave is ocean. The wave has to understand the nature of ocean. And that implies one namarupa and the total namarupa. And then you have to, the contradictory aspect has to be sublated. Mithyatva. So Ishwaratvam is mithya. And Jivatvam is mithya. Thereby satyam is established. Otherwise, you cannot say idam sarvam aham. Therefore, kanna dharna pochu. So if you say Atma is Sachidananda, you have to dissociate yourself from everything else. You open your eyes and then you become affected by the jagat. So you have to say idam jagat ahamasmi. And for which you require to understand this, the jagat is karya and Brahman is karanam, but Brahma ahamasmi. Equation. So in this, my understanding of Mahavakya is by Bhagatyaga Lakshanaya. We have to do that Bhagatyaga Lakshana. Bhagatyaga Lakshana is Swayam Devadatta Haiti. So Swayam Devadatta, that Devadatta is this Devadatta. That is this Devadatta. That Devadatta of that time and place is this Devadatta who is standing in front of you. So that means Devadatta is the same. You recognize Devadatta after 10 years. So in Coimbatore, who lived in Delhi, along with you, the third person also was there, and the third person tells you, this person, you are not able to recognize this fellow, and then he says, hey, this is that Devadatta. So this is that Devadatta. Devadatta is retained. This Kala and Desha don't belong to Devadatta. That time and Desha also don't belong to Devadatta intrinsically. They are attributes for the time being, and that time it was that time and place also are his attribute. This time and place also are his attributes. They are incidental attributes, but they are not intrinsic to Devadatta. Pure Devadatta Pinda is understood by you. This is called Bhagatyaga Lakshana. So Saha means Tatkala Desha Avachinna Devadatta, Yetatkala Desha Avachinna Devadatta. The Devadatta of that time and place is Devadatta of this time and place. Devadatta is Devadatta. Knowledge takes place. This is called Bhagatyaga Lakshana. In Tattvamasi, that's exactly what happens.
But Swamiji, here in reference to Ishvara, Shruti Pramana is necessary.
And that part of it, yeah.
But the Shruti Pramana is necessary. But then, how to have Nishta in that? For what I mean.
See, the Nishta is only because of Satyatva. See, in order to establish Ishvara, you require Shruti Pramana. You require Shruti Pramana. Because otherwise.
But Sattva doesn't make this a conscious being. When I think of Ishvara,
he's a conscious being.
Manifest knowledge. So you can put the
yeah, that's conscious being.
So that's Shruti Pramana. So how yeah. Do I know that other than just a belief in reference to
Shruti Pramana can be both belief and knowledge. Both.
Yes.
It all depends upon what
like for
it is.
Ishvara.
Yeah. The Ishvara also, there is the basic truth of Ishvara is me.
Yes.
Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. So it's a self-evident me. That Brahman alone is all knowledge. So all knowledge includes my small knowledge also. I have all knowledge. Only when I place the I in the buddhi, I become small knowledge. Otherwise I am all knowledge. Ishvara is all knowledge. And therefore this inhibited. So uninhibited, inhibited, we can say. But then in this understanding, Shruti points out it tells Ishvara. Sarvajnam Sarvavit iti. So Sarvakaranam Sarvajnam Sarvavit. That means Abhinna Nimitta Upadana Karanam. Sarvam Asrijata Sarvam Abhavat. It became everything, it is everything. It created everything. Therefore it's a Nimitta, Abhinna Nimitta Upadana.
I'm looking for you to say a little.
No, I'm just telling you. See, what you are looking for, I know. So, this, I'm exactly what you mean. First, let me make that clear that there is no other way of arriving at Ishvara. That is clear, I suppose. Mm-hmm. If that is clear, so, Ekam Brahma, which is Sarvakarana, which is Sarvajna. The Sarvajna means knowledge. Knowledge is manifest in the form of Jagat. Why? Because Jagat being Namarupa. Namni Naman. So one word you take and it introduces itself into so many words. So pure Jnana. And if the Jagat is all knowledge, and that is Ishvara, and who is Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, Atma, therefore, so there is a self-evident being Ishvara, there is no There is no aparoksha, there is no paroksha jnana. But then, Ishvara sarvajnaha. Yes, sarvajna. I am also sarvajna. Why? Because, so sarvam brahma sahamasmi. Sarvam sarvajna, sarvam janati. Therefore, sarvajna. But then if you say, Ishvara is sarvavit. Sarvavitva. That is where we say that upadhi. So, the sarva vetritvam. In terms of sarvajnatvam, there is no, Ishvara is not paroksha. Sarva vetritvam, Ishvara is paroksha.
But paroksha is different than belief.
Yeah, paroksha is because so much knowledge you have got, and therefore you know that it is all knowledge and everything is all understood. And therefore paroksha jnanam of sarvajnatvam, the sarva vetritvam. Means the Ishvara is all knowledge in detail. If you say that knowledge is what we say is paroksha.
Well, Swamiji, if
you can say paroksha is a belief.
No, I'm not saying
that. I don't say paroksha is a belief. Every inferential knowledge is the plane takes off inferentially on the basis of inference knowledge. And it lands also inference knowledge. And therefore it's all inference. Knowledge is very valid, inference knowledge is very valid. It is jnana.
But could we say that the Shruti gives the knowledge of Ishvara, but then any amount of logic or analysis substantiates that knowledge to the point that it cannot be any other way?
Yeah.
And that's what gives the Nishta. Is that correct to say like that? Like, for instance, Swamiji, if I look at the sun, and we see the sun, this is what they call jnana dhyasa, we see the sun rising and setting, but because of our understanding, we have nishta in the fact that it's not rising or setting. That's not exactly an indirect knowledge.
Yeah, yeah. That is inferential. That is presumptuous knowledge, you know.
That's based upon
That is not a belief.
No.
Belief is subject to correction or verification.
So what about Ishvara?
And Ishvara is not subject to correction and verification because it's me. It's me. Only thing is sarva vetritvam, but because all that is here is me. It's again.
But to say...
One aspect is very evident. Sarvajnatvam. That is also Ishvara. The sarvajnatvam, sarvam brahma, and that Brahma Hamasmi is sarvajnatvam. So that Ishvara is understood by me. This is the equation, really speaking. Then, this sarva vetritvam is always paroksha. Paroksha jnanam. Knowledge it is, not a belief. Belief is subject to correction. If I have understood Ishvara is sarvajna and the sarvajna is myself, and I am self-evident, therefore there is no paroksha jnanam of astitva of Ishvara. It is para aparoksha. But that Ishvara, so like even when I say...
Well, Ishvara is self-experienced.
All that is here is one Brahman. And there are individuals. It doesn't mean the other fellow's head, in whatever that is there, is going to be in my head. That is a difference in heads. Two different heads. And therefore each head also is Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. And my head also is Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. And therefore in this not difference. But then what that head thinks belongs to the head. And similarly, this Godhead, you know, Godhead. So similarly, that Ishvara also is Brahman. And he is all knowledge. That much I know. But all that is there in my head, it's not correct to explain. That is upadhitaha.
Yeah.
Therefore, we are accepting upadhi difference. And therefore, upadhi difference will always be paroksha. And therefore, that's not a big deal. So, because the big deal only when there is reality. and there is no reality. The reality is I am. Satyam is the reality. Therefore, there is no difference, real difference. When there is no real difference, I am free. But there is a seeming difference. One is alpa upadhi, smriti upadhi, the other samashti upadhi, and there is a seeming difference, and the seeming difference is necessary to live a jivanmukta life. Seeming difference between individual is there, between the foot and your stomach is there, between an organ and organ is there, between left and right is there, seeming difference will always be there, and between Ishvara and you also, individual and you also, between Chetana and Chetana also, all these differences which are taken to be real are as understood as smriti. They are not separate from Ishvara. And therefore, my understanding of Ishvara becomes really aparoksha in terms of even knowledge, wise, in terms of order. So I have a breakthrough into the sarva vetrutvam of Ishvara by breaking down that sarva vetrutvam into order, of which I have knowledge, because I don't see the order, any order going out of orbit. And so we see the order behaving. And every time I thought the order is not exactly what I thought, suppose, that only reveals my ignorance, my not understanding, that is a head problem, okay? Not order problem. So this one you test in one order, that's enough. All the order, you understand this. So it is paroksha jnanam. Ishvara's sarva vetrutvam is paroksha jnanam, but in the form of order, I have assimilation of sarva vetrutvam. So it becomes more or less knowledge. But still sarva vetritva means one flower you take, there are so many areas of ignorance. So those things we are not going to break through. So that will remain like that, and you don't need to. Therefore, this is why jivan mukta, otherwise you will be Ishvara. That's why jivan mukta. Why should we say jivan mukta? Living as an individual is liberated, is free. So jivan mukta is a term. Is a necessity for that, because of upadhi, disease, everything. But free. So the freedom is so big, you are free to have a limited body, limited mind, limited senses.
But part of that freedom is the recognition that this limited body is part of the whole.
Whole.
And that the whole is
controlled by the whole, order. And then that's important.
But then that whole needs to be sentient, not insentient.
It is sentient.
Yeah.
There is no insentient at all.
Yeah. Well,
That's where the whole thing. So because that is why it is important to understand Ishvara is Jagati's knowledge.
Yeah,
that is
exactly.
That's where the
That's aparoksha. What ends it, yeah.
That's where aparoksha from also.
Exactly.
What was important?
Why? Because we have to understand, generally we understand the world as a creation of a conscious being. And that is not, that is true. But then the creation is a manifestation, we have to say that. If it is a manifestation of what?
Okay.
You say of himself. And who is that himself? Is all knowledge. It's all knowledge. The power that we talk about is only the power to manifest. That's all the power, there is no other power.
That's the key.
Yeah. And so what is manifest is nothing but Ishvara's knowledge. It is something like, suppose I dream, all of you are in my dream, and all of you are my knowledge. It's my knowledge. Ishvara is all knowledge. So, not an ordinary thing. But,
how would this then not be a direct recognition of Ishvara?
It is direct.
It is direct, immediate recognition of Ishvara.
It is direct recognition. There is no indirect recognition. Because Ishvara is Brahman. And Ishvara is Brahman, is I am. It is self-evident being. And therefore self-evident being is Brahman. And the whole thing is Brahman. And all knowledge is Brahman. All knowledge is consciousness. Consciousness is I. And therefore there is only consciousness.
So it's direct, immediate knowledge.
It's absolutely immediate.
In terms of the creation, because there's nothing else that could be manifest knowledge.
It's okay. That is why people get carried away by this. So consciousness is enough, limitlessness. It's not. You have to understand that it's all knowledge is the jagat. You have to understand that. And for which you require Ishvara. Then only you, the wholeness is there. So, all right.
Will we continue, right, Swami?
We continue.